Look, it's you know, that game was somewhat alive up until a few minutes, even coming into half time, and we felt we were in a good enough place at half time. But it was when you see when Mayo got their goal, the kind of fight seemed to go out of our lads, and that's a worry, and it's disappointing, and there's no getting away from that, and kind of heads went down, and that's not what lads are sent out to do, and it's just you know.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you know, all the defeats, I suppose, confidence is at a low end.
Ah, yeah, that's fair enough to say. Like, you know, I mean, you build momentum, and momentum goes either one way or the other, and you know, confidence is so much linked into that. Like, you know, yeah. You know, it's. I think the lads would be disappointed because they know they're actually better than that, and they know that the effort and energy that's going into the work, and you know, in terms of training and preparation and all, is second to none. But it's just, I think that's, you know, lads tend to go into their shells somewhat. And I mean, you know, okay, we have to go to Roscommon and we have to pick ourselves up, and you know, we have to get ready for championship. And you know, there's the reality is, it's evident enough to see why Mayo are the form team in the country at the moment. You know, and once they got away from us, they were able to do almost get scores at will, you know.
Yeah, Oisin Gallan was penciled in to start. Did the warm up, what happened?
Well, we weren't sure. We just, because of the fact that we had a number of like Stephen McMenamin there, you know, failed a fitness test there this morning, and that was kind of conditional on the actual team that we were putting out, you know. And we knew that Oisin had you know, he wasn't 100%, and yet at the same time we said, look, you could see there that you know, he took on a hamstring injury just at the end of the game, or you know, when very soon after coming on, unfortunately.
Does that set him back again?
Well, it would somewhat. I mean, I don't think it's, you know, preliminary kind of examination there doesn't think it's too bad, but it's you know, Oisin has such an unfortunate history of with injuries and all, and look, we just have to lick our wounds and get on with it, you know.
As you say, Roscommon next week. Now, mathematically, it is still possible, but you know, the odds are very stacked against you.
Very much so. Very much so. You'd want a kind of a, I'm not sure what kind of a scenario
you
like
want
that.
To go to knock on the way.
Yeah, well, no question about it. You know, but it is. There's no, you know, we're totally dependent on at the moment now on kind of the very unlikely to happen for us to get us out.
So is it a matter of just getting the league over now and just get the heads down?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, the thing is, you know, it swings around very quickly. Like this day next week, there's nothing between us and championship, and you know, we've a body of work to do there in terms of raising the hearts and spirits of those lads.